Please pray with me. Come, Holy Spirit. Please be seated. Easter morning, this morning, is a glorious celebration of the power of God's love. And this morning we celebrate God and that God is love and that God loves us, each and every one of us. You know, God raised Jesus from the dead and in that amazing moment overcame the power of violence and death. And this means that the pains of this life, including the sorrow when we lose a loved one, will not last forever. Our tears will be wiped away and our joy restored. You know, this morning we celebrate Jesus' resurrection, and in that amazing moment, God overcame the power of sin. And sin is whatever we do that separates us from God and from each other. This means that God has given us the strength to love others, and God will direct us in the way of loving. And because of Jesus' resurrection, because God overcame death and sin, we can love others like God loves us. This means that our inclinations to maybe not notice people or dismiss them or even hurt others can be overcome. Because Jesus rose from the dead, we too can become people of great love in our world. You know, so this morning we celebrate the most amazing moment when the whole world was offered life with Jesus. Abundant life, everlasting life, life that is rich and full, more than we can ever imagine. And God is present with us day by day, moment by moment. The Holy Spirit is within us, filling us and guiding us, and God's people are surrounding us, holding us up, and loving us. This life of loving and being loved is ours because of Jesus' resurrection, an event that is both joyous and fearsome, and it changed everything. Because of Jesus' resurrection, we can believe that life is stronger than death, that love is stronger than hate, and that compassion and mercy are stronger than judgment, and that sorrow and pain are not our final reality. There is so much joy in this, and it will reach our most tender places if we allow it. And this joy can transform our deepest pain and our most bitter disappointments. At the same time, as we experience the joy of the resurrection, it remains fearful and fearsome news as well, because it changed everything. Not just for Mary, who found the tomb empty and feared that they had taken Jesus' body, and not just for Peter, who inspected the tomb and didn't understand what had happened. And not even for the people in the upper room when Jesus suddenly appears through locked doors or later. Not just for Thomas, who knew that Jesus being alive broke every rule. The resurrection of Jesus is fearsome for us as well. Things can and should be different. Because Jesus is alive. You know, God's victory over death doesn't make all evils go away. Sickness and poverty, hunger, discrimination, and death continue. But you know that already. And you know that there will be some hard days ahead for you. And you know that there will be disappointments and betrayals and suffering. You already know that there will be times when you are overcome by the evil you see or experience. But what Jesus' resurrection gives us is the courage to refuse to surrender to that power that we find in evil and death. It gives us the strength to live through all the little deaths we face when our hearts break, when we lose someone we love, when sorrow and fear seem stronger than anything else. Jesus' resurrection allows us to keep on the path of love, even when it seems like the power behind hate and evil may be stronger. And the resurrection is fearsome because it calls us to love others, friends and strangers, loved ones, and as Jesus tells us, even our enemies. And this can be really hard to do. We're asked to die to ourselves, to stop our desires that aren't in line with love. So this Easter morning, we celebrate God's power to bring new life, eternal life with Him. And that is worthy of so much joy. Yet still, many of us feel a heaviness in our heart because of the difficulties and the sorrows of life. Sometimes it seems just too much. And that is when we listen to Jesus' tender, compassionate, loving encounter with Mary at the empty tomb. When he says to her, "Why are you weeping? It's me. I'm still here." Jesus is alive and present and loving us always. So this morning we celebrate that Jesus rose from the dead and our lives are transformed by that moment. We are transformed by the power of God's love for us, and we are changed by God's love in us and God's love moving through us. That is the power of the resurrection. So today, I hope you leave here full of love, knowing that God loves you totally and completely. And go out into the world, prepared to love those you encounter because you are filled with the power of the resurrection, the power to love. Amen.